Formby hurried off down the stairway to where General Drask was waiting, Fisa following close behind, leaving the three humans gazing at each other. Jinsler broke the silence first. "I see you've been talking to Talon Card," he said. "What makes you say that?" Luke asked. "Your expressions," Jinsler said. "You probably want to know what this is all about."
"Why don't you tell us?" Luke suggested.
"For starters, let me assure you I'm not here for any kind of financial gain," Jinsler said. "I'm not looking for power or influence or blackmail either."
"Well, that cuts out all the interesting possibilities," Mara said tartly.
"How about telling us what you are here for?"
Jinsler took a deep breath, let it out in a controlled huff.
"I have to see outbound flight," he said quietly. "I have to."
He closed his eyes briefly. "I'm sorry, but it's extremely personal."
"Very touching," Mara said. "Also, very inadequate. Why are you impersonating a New Republic official?"
Jinsler's throat tightened.
"Because I'm a nobody. And because the only way to get to outbound flight is aboard an official Chiss ship, at the invitation of the official Chiss government.
You really think they'd let me aboard if they knew the truth?"
"I don't know," Luke said. "Why don't we try it?"
Jinsler shook his head.
"I can't risk it. I have to see that ship, Master Skywalker. I have to..."
He shook his head again. "Mara?" Luke invited.
"No," she said firmly. "Unless he's willing to tell us right now exactly why he wants a board, I say he gets tossed off."
She lifted her eyebrows at Jinsler.
"Well?"
The lines around Jinsler's eyes deepened.
"I can't," he said softly. "It's just..."
He broke off, his gaze flicking over Mara's shoulder.
"Aristocra Formby," he said. "What's the situation with our guests?"
Mara turned to see Formby climbing back up the steps toward them, an odd tightness in his face and tread.
"They are coming with us," he said.
"What, all of them?" Luke asked. "Apparently that is exactly what you are seeing," Formby said soberly. "The Jerun remnant, all that remain of their people, packed into that single vessel."
"What happened?" Jinsler asked.
Formby shrugged. "Apparently their release from slavery by those aboard outbound flight came too late. The Vagari had already caused too much damage to their world for it to continue to support life. In the end, after plagues and starvation, they had no choice but to leave. Even now they search for a new world where they may live again in peace."
"That's terrible," Jinsler murmured.
"Can you help them,
perhaps?" Formby said.
"A delegation will come aboard presently to examine some of our star charts. Perhaps we can find an uninhabited world outside Chiss territory where they can settle."
"What about their request to visit outbound flight?" Luke asked.
"We'll allow their vessel to accompany us to the edge of the cluster where the remains are located," Formby said. "At that point, I may need to have another discussion with General Drask. Still, I'm sure at least a small delegation of their people would be continuing on with us."
"What exactly do they want there?" Jinsler asked.
Formby sighed. "To pay their respects to those who saved them. To say their final farewells."
It was all Mara could do to keep from jerking backward. The sudden flood of emotion that erupted from Jinsler's mind was like a stun burst from a blaster rifle. She looked at him sharply, but aside from a twitching muscle in his cheek, his face showed nothing of the sudden anguish and heartache that had been triggered by Formby's comment.
"We shall meet again in a few hours," Formby said. "There will be a reception dinner. Fisa will meet you at your quarters shortly beforehand to escort you there. I will then introduce you to the rest of the vessel's officers and diplomatic staff."
"Thank you again, Aristocra," Luke said. "We'll look forward to both the dinner and the meetings."
"Yes," Mara agreed, looking pointedly at Jinsler. "And I'm sure we'll have a chance there to talk more fully, Ambassador."